You're listening to a passage from Practice, Unleashing the Power of Faith, a daily devotional by Jane Giroux.
Submitted by Governor Frank Keating. On the morning following the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrow Federal Building in Oklahoma City on April 19, 1995, my wife Kathy and I went to the site to see what had occurred during the night and to determine what we, as Governor and First Lady of Oklahoma, could do to help. I knew that the first responders and rescue workers were skilled and focused professionals and needed no instruction from us. They would rescue and recover with skill and compassion. As a former FBI agent and former supervisor of much of the federal law enforcement establishment, I knew that the investigators of this criminal horror would perform extraordinarily well without guidance from us. When we got there, massive lights bathed the fractured building against the still black sky. The weather was chilly and a light rain fell. I noticed the figure of a firefighter walking up the street and toward us, his protective jacket slung over his shoulder. When he reached us, I could tell that he was not an Oklahoma City firefighter. He must be one of the FEMA urban search and rescue workers whom President Bill Clinton promised the day before to come in to help Oklahoma City find our injured. "Thank you for coming," I said as I stepped into the street to shake his hand. "Who are you?" he asked. "I'm the governor of the state," I responded. Unimpressed, he jabbed his finger into my chest and declared, "Then you find out who did this, because all I've pulled from that rubble was a child's finger and an American flag." He walked on up the street and into the night. It was a shocking introduction to what we would see in the days and weeks to come. Instantly, I knew that the man was in shock, stunned, anguished, and in disbelief. How could evil of this magnitude occur? Who did this? How could anyone do this? Kathy's and my duty would be to embrace and to thank and to comfort all those who came. Meals, water, equipment, shoes, clothing, massages. In the early cell phone era, free phone calls. All would be provided as a thank you and a charge. "Please help us. We need you. We are grateful to you." One day, a firefighter grabbed my arm and said with a smile that the only thing missing from his bunk when he returned at night were mints on his pillow and a rose. The next evening, Kathy saw to it that each rescue worker had mints on their pillow and a rose. Giving and sharing and caring were our watchwords. Love and tenderness and a Christian commitment to others were the expected common denominators of all. Out of evil, good can come. Out of heartbreak and disbelief, faith and focus can arise. Oklahoma City came together. We showed our neighbors that love and brotherhood are not only aspirations, but essentials of a good and caring people. It was a life history for the nation. Frank Keating, former governor of Oklahoma, president and CEO, American Banking Association, and Oklahoma Hall of Fame inductee from Tulsa and Oklahoma City.